Well, good afternoon, everyone. Looking at an article posted Tuesday, May 15, 2012 at 3:52 Eastern Time. ChristianPost.com brings us, faculty refuse to sign lifestyle statement, resign from Christian University. Dozens of faculty and staff at a Georgia Christian Academic Institute are resigning over a statement from school officials in which employees must pledge to refrain from activities including drug use, alcohol, adultery, and homosexuality. Known as the Personal Lifestyle Statement, around 50 members of the faculty and staff at Shorter University based in Rome, Georgia, have chosen to resign rather than renew their contracts at the private school. Dr. J. Robert White, executive director of the Georgia Baptist Convention, which Shorter is a part of, told the Christian Post that the lifestyle statement is consistent with the convention's position. "We have not taken a specific position related to the state lifestyle statement," said White, "but the history of our convention, which goes back to 1822, has approved many resolutions regarding homosexuality as a sin and alcohol use as ill-advised. Despite the outcry from some faculty and staff regarding the statement, White did not believe the measure would be overturned. "I do not believe there will be any changes in the lifestyle statement due to people who are opposed to it," said White. "I think that any education institute, the faculty, and the administration are responsible for following the guidelines set by the Board of Trustees who provide this whole governance of the university." Last October, the Board of Trustees at Shorter adopted a personal lifestyle statement for all of its employees. Although, according to the document, which faculty and staff were obligated to sign, an employee of Shorter could not, among other things, take part in drug use, premarital sex, adultery, and homosexuality. Wow. Wow. Yep. Commentary. Wow. You mean to say that I am struggling with this? I want to take part in premarital sex. I want to take part in homosexuality. I want to take part in adultery. I want to use drugs. I mean, this is what they are complaining about. Enough. Dismiss them. Be thankful they resigned. Choose you this day whom you're going to serve. Step up. I mean, is it a shock to anybody that Baptists are opposed to drug use? Is it a shock to anyone that Baptists preach against premarital sex or adultery or homosexuality? Is this a shock? The statement also called for Shorter employees to be active members of a church and be committed Bible-believing Christians. Wow. What an obnoxious requirement. We want the faculty and staff at a Christian university to be Christians. What? How absurd. How obnoxious. My goodness. Shame on Shorter University for their insistence that Christians act like Christians and want to be Christians. Is there something I'm missing here? Is there something that I'm missing? Is there something more that the article is not accurately communicating? Is there something more egregious? Is there something more legalistic that I am absurdly missing? The statement also called for Shorter employees to be active members of a church and be a committed Bible-believing Christians. Imagine that. A Baptist Christian university wants their employees to be committed Bible-believing Christians. During the same statement, or the same session, the board also approved a new motto for Shorter: transforming lives through Christ. We love Jesus Christ, and we want people who serve here to love Jesus Christ and be willing not just to sign this document, but enthusiastically endorse that in every aspect of their lives, said Shorter President Donald Dowless in an earlier interview with CP. "We are an institution that wants to foster a Christian environment, and that's done by all employees who we hire, not just the faculty, but also the staff." Let me tell you what this reminds me of. This reminds me of so many Baptist churches all over the United States who have a covenant and no one knows the covenant and no one lives by the covenant. And quite frankly, the church covenant is just a big joke. Because everyone knows that we have a covenant, but nobody lives by the covenant. Nobody adheres to the covenant. No one even talks about the covenant, and people join the church all the time without even knowing what the covenant says or what the expectations of the church members are. And so every member gets to decide what's right in their own eyes. Hey, look, if these people don't want to live by this personal lifestyle statement, let them go. I mean, we've got an unemployment rate of 8.5%, 9%, 10%. Let them go find another job. I mean, jobs are available everywhere. I mean, if they don't want to adhere to personal standards, let them go. I mean, I promise you, Shorter University with a 10% unemployment rate nationwide can find quality and qualified applicants to replace the ones. People will relocate. People are looking for jobs. According to Inside Higher Ed, a leading factor in the creation of the lifestyle statement was due to the growing influence of the Georgia Baptist Convention since 2005. In 2008, Shorter joined the Council for Christian Colleges and Universities, a group of over 100 evangelical colleges, many of which restrict their hiring to evangelical Christians. Imagine that. What a thought. That an evangelical Christian organization would, in fact, restrict their hiring to evangelical Christians. What a novel idea. The integration of faith and learning within a Christian community is a foundational part of Shorter College's strategic planning efforts, said then president of Shorter, Dr. Harold Newman, in a statement. As part of those efforts, we are committed to seeking out partnerships with sister educational institutions and with organizations that share our twofold commitment to academic excellence and spiritual integrity. Let me tell you something right now. As a parent who has a child who will be going to college, hopefully in a couple years, I am expecting some novel concept. And it goes something like this. When I send my child to a Christian university, I am expecting that the employees and faculty and administrative staff of that university all believe that Jesus rose from the dead. All believe that Jesus is the Christ. All believe that Jesus died for the sins of the world. All believe that the Bible is the Word of God. All believe that there's a real heaven and a real hell. I'm not expecting my students, my son or daughter, to have to navigate the waters of the uncharted waters of a secular professor who is infiltrated into a Christian university and has no expectation whatsoever to be evangelical in his thought process. Hey, when a child attends the local, a student attends the local community college, we are not surprised that the professor is an atheist. We are not surprised that the professor is a Hindu. Practices Hinduism. We're not surprised that the possibility exists that his math teacher is a Muslim. We're not surprised about that. But when Shorter University has a motto of transforming lives through Christ, we are shocked when we have a staff member who doesn't believe that Jesus is the Christ. We're shocked. We're outraged. We understand when Carolina or Harvard or Princeton has a staff member who does not believe that Jesus is the Christ. We are shocked if Liberty University was to have a staff member who doesn't believe that Jesus is the Christ. That's the difference. Shorter University, congratulations. Job well done. We are in the world, but not of the world. We are in the world, but not of the world. That was Jesus's idea. In the world, but not of the world. Good job. Good job to Shorter University. Way to stay by the stuff. Pastor at bbc@gmail.com. Pastor at bbc@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.